Unit 6. Lessons 3 and 4. Exercises 3C, 3E. Part A.
I was originally inspired to get into gymnastics by watching Olga at the Olympics when I was about 4 years old. What I remember most about her was that she was the Russian who showed emotion. Back then, we as Americans thought of Russians as robots. But Olga had emotion. She smiled. She cried. That made a big impact on me. Yet Nadia was definitely my role model. I remember being just in awe of her and thinking, I want to be like Nadia.
That makes me happy and proud.
Part B.
It was knee surgery 6 weeks before the Olympics. The doctors were telling me there was no way I would go to the Olympics. I said, I've made it this far. No one's going to keep me from trying. If I'd listened to the doctors and given up, I wouldn't be sitting here today.
I don't remember my worst moment. I don't remember because if I didn't love gymnastics, I wouldn't stay in it. Even now, sometimes I say, enough! All my life I've done gymnastics. Let's do something else. But I was born in gymnastics, and it is in my heart.
Part C.
I indulge in other sporting activities. When we were competing and we weren't actually working out, the coaches always wanted us to rest. Now I can go rollerblading and skiing and stuff. We were never really allowed to do those things because of the possibility of injury. And I always have to watch my weight because I'd weigh over 300 pounds if I didn't. But I guess my guilty food secret is fat-free snacks, like a chocolate chip cookie or two.
I believe moderation in everything is the key. I can't think of anything I'm dying to do or eat. Well, maybe I indulge in sausage pizzas and Snickers bars.
At first, when I stopped competing, I thought I would eat all the world. But now I don't have anything I particularly want. But I do like to stay up late. I like to watch TV and movies at night.
It's just like with little kids. You take things away from them, and that's what they want to have the most. But we make our living by the way we appear. If you want to be a role model, you have to make your own decisions. Either you can eat this or you can look like that.
Actually, having to make my own decisions was one of the hardest things to get used to. We had been coached all our lives. We were told what to eat, what to wear, what to do our whole lives. I was never the one who got to say yes or no. Planning my wedding was a turning point for me because I was the one making all the decisions.
Part D.
At the age of 7 and 8 and 9, all gymnastics should be is fun.
That's what it's all about. Now you ask every kid in the gym, what do you want to do? And they all say they want to be in the Olympics, which is okay to dream about. But the coaches and parents have to be realistic. They are going to get a lot of things from sports. Discipline, how to commit themselves.
And you have to love it, because there's no way anyone could have forced us to work the hours that we worked in the gym.
Part E.
We travel every 2 days, so I like to go home because I can watch my soap operas. My favorite is The Young and the Restless, and I get to lay down in the sun.
We have a pool and we play ping pong. And also I like to cook, Russian food mostly. That is the most delicious. The best part of my life is when I am at home with my family. I feel relaxed. I have the chance to just be a normal person.